everybody, you being queen. You are here. I am Madam President with the Z. We just tried to, you know, do a little intro to get you guys filled in on this wonderful Tuesday night. Like I said, I'm Madam President with the Z. I am from Chicago, as you know, born and raised. And I am here with these lovely queens, okay? Tina Berry, okay? And B, Jade Arendelle, okay? Give the queens a round of applause.
Give y'all says.
Everybody, go ahead. Give us some thumbs up as a round of applause right now. Thumbs up as a round of applause right now. What's up, Timmy? I see you, B1, of course. We got about a good 40 people in here. Like I always say, it's always a good time. FlyNubianQueen.com. This is the place with you in mind each and every time, a place for melanated men and women just like you. Do me a favor, while we got you here, pull out your phones and text Queens to 31996. Go ahead and text Queens to 31996. As I'm here with Tina, do me a favor. Tina, take the floor and let your family know where you're
I'm mixed, girl. I'm from New York and the South. Well, I'm Tina Berry, straight no chaser with the queen. You can follow me on YouTube, Instagram. It's a blessing to be here today. All you beautiful, melanated, original, and whatever you respectfully call yourself people. Absolutely. What about you, Jade?
Hey, peace of Black Power family. Jade Arendelle, a.k.a. Lioness Crown, your revolutionary, unapologetically Black African host at FlyNubianQueen.com, the network for melanated women and men like you. And y'all can pretty much find me in the Lioness Den at FlyNubianQueenTV.com, which is our YouTube channel, at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 12 p.m. Eastern Time on YouTube. That's where y'all can find me at. And I am in Washington, D.C.
Hey, yes. Thank you, queens, for joining me tonight. As we go ahead and go into this, I mean, every time we hear in America, Black folks, topic of discussion, okay? We stay in the news, we stay in the blues. So the first thing, I want to get right to it. Can you tell me, I'm going to start with you, Tina. Can you tell me, why is the Black community mad at Ice Cube?
Because they crazy. My bad. I really believe the Black community is mad with Ice Cube because we're uneducated. We're used to being sheep to the slaughter. We're used to being under the nice racist, not the racist who's going to kind of tell us the truth. We're used to sitting back and just allowing the Democrats to get our votes because we're scared that the other races are going to get in power and put us back in slavery. And we're mad. They're mad with Ice Cube because we have not taught to negotiate anything we want. And you know,
I like that. A whole 110%. I really like where you're going right there. Jay, what are your thoughts? Why is the Black community mad at Cube?
Our community is mad at Cube, and I've talked about this like four times. I'm gonna keep talking about it. So thank you
for hosting
this. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad to be in the Queens round table. We want y'all to hit that like button. But I believe that the Black community is mad at Ice Cube because he is a Black man who is married to a Black woman with a beautiful Black family who has been revolutionary his entire life, his entire career. He has been very, very consistent. He has been done very well for himself and has amassed wealth, you know, that in a legacy, you know, for his family. And he dares to go against the status quo. He dares to be bold enough to challenge white supremacy and advocate for an unapologetically Black FBA, Foundational Black American, or, you know, those of us who have descended from the hellhole plantations of slavery in the United States of America, and advocate for an agenda that's exclusively and only for us. And there's a lot of people who are Black and brown or who have immigrated into the United States of America, or the concept of the United States of America, you know, a couple generations ago, or, you know, recently, who will not benefit from our claim for reparations and our agenda as it's being laid out to protect us as an ethnic group in this country. So he's getting heat from, you know, white folks who are just like, oh my gosh, who the audacity of this Negro, and then other people who look like us. And some of the folks who are also within our own ethnic group, because he's not bowing down and submitting to white supremacy, he's being ostracized, and he's being tone policed. There's respectability politics involved. And then also from a lot of our brothers and sisters throughout the diaspora are accusing him of being divisive. Then you have the feminists, okay, and the LGBTQIA plus community who are accusing him of falsehoods. I'm going to get into that tomorrow in my commentary. Claiming that the contract with Black America that he created with experts excludes Black women and Black queer people and Black transgenders, which is completely false. It is inclusive of Black people. So there's a lot of different things happening, but at the end of the day, he's an unapologetically Black man of our ethnic group who's advocating for tangibles for us specifically. He's heterosexual, he's dominant, he's an alpha male, and they don't like it.
I want to ask you a follow-up question with what you said. I'm trying to figure out how, based on his Black contract, it says Black American people. How could anybody from the LGBTQ community who are Black feel excluded? How could anyone feel excluded from the contract? And it just specifically states Black. Have you guys read anything? Jade, I want you to take that.
There was an article that was instigated by some white feminist that I called out. She writes for USA Today. She used to write for the DCS. She's a joke. She actually wrote this article and it pulled up some tweets from some people on Black Twitter who identify as queer and also identify as Black feminists. I call them feminists. But either way, I think a world has been created with these progressives and liberals. And with these agendas, that if people don't explicitly say Black trans or Black queer or Black women, then they're somehow going to automatically accuse Black folk, Black men of being divisive. But in actuality, they're the ones being divisive. They're the ones who are sticking up and perpetrating and submitting to patriarchy, which is white patriarchy, right? The original patriarchy is from the white supremacist male. Okay, and then there are also white supremacist feminists and females that also uphold patriarchy and they give birth to patriarchy. So all of this stuff is really ridiculous. A lot of these talking points against and attacks against Ice Cube, and they're using him by proxies to further demonize and ostracize Black men who are independent thinkers. All of these talking points are pretty much rooted in white supremacy. These are white supremacist talking points that they're using to attack our brother Ice Cube. So we must hashtag protect Ice Cube at all costs.
I like that hashtag at all costs. I personally think the Ice Cube has the right thing in mind. He's basically saying, hey, here's some ideas. I want to present these ideas. I'll present it to the Democratic Party. I'll present it to the Republican Party. I'll present it to whatever party is available and listening to me so that I could go ahead and do this for my people. The one thing that I wanted Black people to keep in mind is Ice Cube, he doesn't need 0% interest on a home loan. He doesn't need a school system to be equal for his children. He has obtained enough wealth to live wherever he wants to in this world, to build a house in whatever community he wants to in this world. So I believe that sometimes we're just a little bit too, I would like to say, socially influenced. It's too many thoughts, too many people coming into our heads, into our ears, into our hearts, where we can't really determine, you know, what's true, what's right in front of us. We are a little bit blinded by the other thoughts and ideas from other people. So it's like, I don't think there's a reason to be angry. And I think that Ice Cube has made himself clear. If the Democratic Party is interested in this plan, then I'm available to them as well. They can hear my thoughts as well. Now, that's the consistent message that I've been seeing. I'm not sure if everyone's been seeing that message. I've had people email me, call me, and say, Madam President, you're missing the point. He's being divisive. And each time I have said, I just don't see it. I don't see him being divisive. I see him saying, hey, this is what I want for my people. Who's listening? That's what I see. But it's something else that you said, and Tina, I'm going to start with you here, because I want to know, as we continue to speak about this, before I go on, I just want to say, give us some love. Act like you love Black women, okay? Give us some love, all right? Give us some love. Act like you love Black women.
Exactly.
Give us the love button. Give us the like button. Give us the share button. Act like you love us. And also, too, do me a favor. If you are a woman about your money, then go to flynubianmoney.com. If you are about your bag, and I know you are, go to flynubianmoney.com. And if you are about your business, which I know you are, go to flynubianbusiness.com again. And if you are about your swag, go to shopfnq.com. I've had to do some housekeeping, guys. But to hop right back in here, I'm going to start with you, Tina. D.L. Hughley, he goes on, I think it's, I don't know what station exactly, but it's been playing around a lot. And he says that Ice Cube isn't qualified to speak to Trump's administration. Do you agree and disagree, and tell me why?
I disagree. It's like what I said earlier. We have, as foundational Black Americans, us, the foundational Black Americans, not the people of color, not the, everyone who gets the benefits. We are never spoken for. And I'm surprised to see, and I seen it. I'm surprised that D.L. Hughley said that. It's like that old slave mentality. Oh, well, you're not smart enough to talk to master. You know, it's like, it really just turned me, because it's like, how can another Black man really down the education and intellectual sense that another Black man has? Ice Cube has done many things. You know, I've heard he worked with the ADOs program and did other things. And for DL to say that, it just shows where our mind is at. DL Hughley, he's like the rest of them. You just give the Democrats the vote because you're scared of the other races when they're all racist. You know, and so for him to say that, it was really a slap in the face to all of us, you know, because it's like I feel like in the past, it has always been where we had to get a lighter face to represent us, or someone who we say acted or basically was in bed with the white people to represent us. And I feel like that's where his mind went back subconsciously. It's like subconsciously, white people have a white supremacist mind and they go about it subconsciously and don't really know that they're racist and white supremacist. And a lot of Black people have that slave of mine and go about it and don't know they're subconsciously in slavery, even though they say they're not. And D.L. Hughley is just a prime example.
Thank you for that, Tina. Jay, tell me, what do you think? Why is he saying that Ice Cube isn't qualified? Do you agree, yes or no?
I disagree that our brother Cube is not qualified to advance a Black agenda. I think that we have to get out of this mindset that only certain people are qualified to advocate for us and our issues. Hey, that's the problem. People want to pick a leader, and honestly, the code is the leader. What Ice Cube is doing, he's being driven by the code, and the code is, you know, our ancestors. You know, these demons owe us a great debt. What they put our ancestors through, and what they have put our parents through, our grandparents, and then us. And what our babies will be damned to go through if we don't change it right now. Two, D.L. Hughley does commentary. He's a damn comedian. You know what I'm saying? So he has really come up off of, I mean, if people want to start judging other people, this is why I don't like to get into this stuff. If you want to keep it all the way 100 or 1,000, you know, a lot of D.L. Hughley's notoriety and his wealth has come from acting an ass or playing a damn minstrel character, you know, world of comedy, which is really rooted in a lot of anti-Black racist jokes and, you know, things that like kind of, you know, blur the line a little bit in terms of respect for Black people. So what makes D.L. Hughley qualified to say that another brother who is actually on code is not qualified? All of these things are subjective. I think that it's counterproductive and non-constructive for D.O. Hughley to use his platform to demonize and ostracize our brother Q, who has, you know, more courage and heart than most of the, you know, most of these Black celebrities out here, especially the Black male ones. So that's pretty much my take on it. I wish that if folks want to criticize our brother or give him feedback or join forces, they should definitely do that. It should be held. It should be handled one-on-one and very direct. It's no need in showing the divisiveness and disrespectability politics of, you know, you have Black people feeling like they can check Black people to kind of get them in line in these public spats and this public conversation is happening. Meanwhile, it's just further adding to divisiveness. And then it, you know, it makes a spectacle of culture and how we are not the disunity and the things that are fractured and broken that need to be repaired for all of the world to see. It's just like, yo, be quiet. If you want to, you know, criticize our brother, no one is above criticism. But at the same time, I feel like D.O. Hughley is also coming at Ice Cube because he's jumping on a bandwagon and he knows that he will get some meritorious manumission or some type of benefits or butter biscuits for doing so. So D.O. Hughley sees this, brother, I would have more respect for you as a Black woman if you went to your brother Ice Cube and had a conversation with him as opposed to showing off for white folk. And don't forget where you came from, which was the Chitlin' Circuit, where you were doing comedy and jokes that really weren't damn funny, making an ass out of Black people. So you qualified.
I told him, you ripped him a new one. You ripped him a new one right there. You let him know exactly, like, don't forget where you came from. I agree with you all in the sense of there's a way that we should be communicating with each other when we want to get information from each other. I think it's a disservice to the community when we have to publicly ridicule and disagree when so many people could be a beneficiary of one man's. So it's like we are so selfish that we don't even understand that sometimes, you know, like it will be beneficial for more people if you just be quiet. It could be, you know, if I go around the world just doing everything that benefits me, then I'm excluding other people, not considering other people. So it's like I've noticed something about a lot of Black people that's giving Ice Cube a lot of criticism. Have you considered all the other beneficiaries of his plan besides Ice Cube? It just can't. It's like, oh, Cube must be getting something out of this. Cube, why do you think that he has to be getting something out of this? What about the beneficiaries of all these different Black people, millions and millions of Black people in this country? And you think that that's supposed to just be put aside because of how you feel and how you feel about November 3rd? And what, you know, I just want to add, and I'm going to give you guys the floor too. Don't forget to hit that like button, hit that share button. Let some folks know that some Black women are having a conversation right here tonight. Let your cousins them know that we talking in here. But, there's another thing that I believe that continuously disconnect us. And like you said, Tina, you know, qualifications come from white supremacy. Mm-hmm. They created all these aspects of quality, mm-hmm. of being qualified. Mm-hmm. So they created the degrees and told you can't attend the school. But we constantly keep on trying to, you know, to meet them where they are when it comes to qualifications.
Exactly.
We had our own healing in Africa. We used to go to an ancestor for healing. But now, based on this is a real study. There was a study that went around that basically said that these medical students in their final year of residency, okay? Now, these doctors are about to hit the floor and have all kinds of patients. These doctors said that Black women, I know I'm making a pivot, but they said Black women Black women can endure more pain than white women, okay? Mm-hmm. This is what they said. Now, mind you, this is from a qualified mind. This is from a qualified mind that said that Black people can endure more pain than white. This is a doctor with an MD behind their name that had this kind of thinking. That means that we have racism. There is no form when it comes to America and injustice in America and Black people. We need to put all qualifications aside and deal with, we need to deal with where we are.
Exactly.
To what we need, okay? And that's the bag. I want America to pay up. I am all for reparations in every form, and I don't care if it's Ice Cube talking about it, if it's Ice Tea. I want to see Black folks get what's due to them in the very positive way that it's due. I'm sorry I had to go on that tangent, y'all, but I just have to do me a favor and give us some love. Y'all got some Black queens in the building. You are tuning into FlyNubianQueen.com. This is the network for melanated men and women just like you. You're always thought of in everything that we do. We keep Black people in the forefront of all that we do. As we keep continue to move on, I'm going to start with you, Jay. 50 Cent. Now, 50 Cent just don't give a damn, seem like, about nobody.
He don't.
Who cancels him? But he says he's voting for Trump because he basically said that Joe Biden's tax plan is going to raise his taxes, and he don't care. He's voting for Trump. He's going for Trump all the way. Do you think this man is playing, or do you think this man is serious? And why isn't the Black community hollering cancel 50 Cent?
So I'm not sure if our brother 50 Cent is serious or if he was just joking. I know my, I can't say that I know my experience of 50 Cent in terms of what I see him do on Twitter and publicly. It seems like, you know, he's a bit of a jokester. Or, and he seems to want to get a rise out of people, or he gets a kick out of getting a rise out of people. So I'm not sure if he's going to vote for Trump or not. I also can't speak on, hey, if he wants to save money on taxes, like he might put that money back into the community in some way, shape, or form, or into something that may benefit us. I don't know. And, you know, if white men or wealthy folks who tend to be white because, you know, they got all the damn wealth, right, which is why we need to close the wealth gap. Shout out to our brother Ice Cube again. But, you know, when white men or people decide to swing vote, they want to vote Democrat in this election or the next election, if they see a better deal on the table that's going to benefit them tangibly, they get to vote Republican, or they'll vote, you know, as an independent. Listen, no one's dragging them for doing it. No one's dragging rich people from India or China, the Asian Americans, or everyone else in terms of how they vote, or, you know, in terms of their best interest. So I'm not going to sit here and drag our brother 50 Cent. I don't vote or shame people if they decide not to vote or who they decide to vote for. So I'll say that. And to answer your question, why aren't people dragging 50 Cent in the same way like they're dragging Ice Cube? It's quite frankly, Ice Cube is usually not in the media, you know, or publicly. No one's really talking about him negatively, or he's not caught up in any sort of controversy or drama usually. Mm-hmm. And I think you highlighted that, Madam President, on your podcast. I think it was over the weekend. However, I think another reason why people aren't coming for 50 Cent is, like, you can't come for him. He's like, you understand? So people kind of know that if they come for 50, he's going to come back, and they probably don't want that work. That's my opinion.
Please take over. Tell me, what are your thoughts? Why is 50 Cent really voting for Trump? And what are your thoughts behind that?
I don't. You know, you never know. Because where 50 is at, even though, like, a lot of us Black folks, we all know what we're going through. But 50 is not in our class anymore. Basically, he's not going through what the regular foundational Black people are going through. So he may. Because when I read what he said, the Biden tax bill would raise his taxes, I think, what, 62%? And so when you look at us as Black people, you know, we have never, you know, those people like 50 Cent, celebrities, rich celebrities, they're not really fighting for us. They're just enjoying the spoils of white supremacy, too. So you got to understand that he's not out here even saying anything against white supremacy. So he probably would vote for him and go back to his comfortable space. And when you look at it, people are not dragging him. Like Jay said, everybody know 50.
Well, nobody wants to mess with 50.
Ain't nobody going to mess with 50. So, you know, But with the dragon, it is funny how we as black people are attack dogs on each other. White supremacy actually have us attacking each other, like what we're going. I'm going back to attacking Ice Cube. You're actually attacking somebody that helps you. Is that not a habit of ours? We attack the people who help us because it's not a familiar language. We're not used to seeing somebody who's not got the PhDs and the credentials to go up and talk to the white man the way we want them to tell them our problems. So it's not, we don't never really have anyone except for people like Obama. You know, the world that we, our black race, we love Obama, but what happened when Obama was president? Nothing changed for us. So they're dragging him because, I mean, they're not dragging 50, but they're dragging Ice Cube because Ice Cube is going against what black people have been trained to do, is vote for the Democrats. And it's like, you don't, you know, when black people are comfortable, when we're comfortable, we don't like change. Even though we know, because we're ignorant to know that it will help us, you know, and like you said before, well, like we were saying, like I was saying before, Ice Cube is not the typical phase of fighting our problems.
You know, Jay-Z said this was a long time ago. He said, I'm about a dollar. What the, it's 50 cent, you know, I'm making light of the situation, but I will read a comment from Patricia. Patricia says they don't come for 50 cent because he has been a lost cause like Kanye. Enjoyed the large tax cuts, and that's what he is concerned about and not us. Thank you, Patricia, so much for articulating that thought. I think you did a great job on that. What do I think about 50 Cent and his, you know, saying I'm voting for Trump? I think it's just a self-absorbed thing, you know? It's about self. And I think that that's one of the things we're trying to get a lot of people to move away from is the self idea, like this just benefits me. But you know, hey, the world is full of people who think about self first. I think that Dr. King could have probably stayed alive if he was willing to just be with self. But I also have to keep in mind that everybody ain't Dr. King. I think I heard KRS-One said it wasn't 100 million Harriet Tubmans walking around.
It was one.
So I keep that in mind a lot of times when I'm thinking about black leadership, when I'm thinking about people who are very progressive and forward thinking and very pro-black and conscious. I think about, like, this is a rare thing that I'm requesting out of people, you know? Like, maybe I shouldn't do that. Maybe I shouldn't have these kind of expectations on people. It's a very human experience for a person to say, I'm going to do what has my best interest at heart only. And so, moving on, 50, vote for who you want to. Like my sister said, no voter shame over here. Mm-mm. Now, let's get into J-Lo. I would love to play this little clip, but I won't play it because it may interfere with the quality of our video. I just want to put, before I get into this question with you all, I will say that in the video, it was on the Breakfast Club, it was about 3 minutes long. The guy who's, I believe, Puerto Rican on the Breakfast Club, he talks about what the usage of the word negrita. Don't let me start messing up Spanish words. I won't even try. But he says something like, in their culture, it's a dual meaning. It can mean black girl. It can mean like my woman or something of a positive endearment term. So I do want to put that out there. Supposedly, it's a duality. It's a word. It's a dual thing for the word. But basically, everybody went in an upward saying J-Lo says that she's black on a song that she just did. And I just want to know, when did J-Lo become black? And to me, that's something that she should have, you know, removed from the song, because it's a little, it's false. It's easy to get mixed up, especially if it's going to cross cultures. If it's going to cross into pop, then I'm just not going to have my Puerto Rican supporters or anything like that involved. I'm going to have black people, white people, everybody involved. So it's important to have that language clear. Now that I've gotten all that out the way, I want to know, and I'm going to start with you, Jay. Can anybody just identify as Black? Because I...
J-Lo, hold on, let me take my earrings out right quick. You just Jenny from the block, I'm Jay from the block. Let me tell you something. There's no such thing as transracial. Now, every human being has originated from the continent of Africa because we are the original people on the planet. And culturally and racially, you've never identified as Black, so don't start it now. Now that you know that the dominant conversation coming out of our ethnic group is about our tangibles, you will not pretend that you're Black. Y'all white people, Rachel Dolezal's, Latinx, and you know, whatever other group, whatever you've been identifying as, keep that same energy that you were raised to be, but you will not try to finesse your way into our reparations claim by claiming that you are Black. Right? So don't just wake up one day and put on Blackness as a costume when it's politically convenient or socially convenient or economically convenient. You know what I'm saying? When it's time to get some tangibles, benefits, handouts, resources, you're not going to play us. You're not going to play games with us. If you don't walk on this planet and through this country and in society as a Black woman and you haven't, then you need to have several seats and shut the hell up. You're not a Black woman. Do not disrespect me. Do not disrespect my sisters. Do not disrespect our community or our ancestors, period.
Period.
Poo.
I want to come behind that and let J-Lo, but I do want to know, thank you for that, Jay. You let it be known very clear. Ain't no hopping in and out of Blackness, mm-mm. Okay? What I like to say...
It's not a costume. You know what I'm saying? This isn't cosplay. This is our real life experience. You know what I'm saying? And this racial hierarchy, this apartheid that we live under, you know, and our culture and how we have survived through millennia and generations in this country especially, is nothing to be played with. It's not a damn Halloween costume, and you're not going to use it to play games and insult our intelligence. So go be Latina, go be brown, or whatever the hell it is over there. J-Lo, you're not one of us. You're not one of us. And no Black person in this country or on the planet should, you know, coddle her or play into this idea that she's a Black woman. Chick, you ain't Black.
She's not Black. I do not consider J-Lo to be a Black woman. And I don't think I can go into any culture and be like, yeah, I'm Asian or I'm white or I'm any other race besides the race that I am.
Exactly.
You know, no straddle when it comes to racial identity. However, I will say this too, what I've noticed, and I'm about to get to you, Tina, but I just wanted to say while it hopped in my mind, is people want the lips and the hips, but they don't want the ships.
Exactly. You
know, they don't want the ships.
They don't want the tips. They don't want the whips or the damn chains. They don't want the decoration. They don't want the poor health care. They don't want
jobs. Preach, you preaching. That's exactly what I'm getting to. They want the Blackness.
They don't want the hair. They don't want the nose. They don't want the Blackness. They want the drops of blood that make them 3/4 Black, but they don't want the Blackness. They want to be able, you know, they want to be able to say they're Black to make excuses for why they sleep with our Black men and wear our Black attires. And wear it like it, like you said, Jade, it's not a Halloween costume, but for some reason, everybody's dressing up Black, but nobody wants to give Blacks reparation. She wants to use, I read an article about her, and they said J-Lo wants to use Black when it's convenient for her. She even drops the Latino when she plays movies as white women.
Wow.
So, you're not going to wear she benefits off the Black culture, because at one point, and I had wrote down something, I said I remember it was one point where women of color like her were used to represent Black women like me and y'all, you know, because we weren't accepted. Now, Black women, we have fought every battle to get these people of color in the forefront. And they benefit. They get to benefit. They get to say they're Black. They get to get the Black benefits. Yet, the real Black people, foundational Black people, we get no benefits from it. We still get called ugly. We still get called this. We still are trying to lighten our skin to fit in, because for some reason it's okay to have a drop of Black blood and you're accepted, but you can't be all Black. And so when she does stuff like that, I just remember, like, at the times we used to be proud to see a person of color like her, instead of identifying with white, identifying with black. And so that was a style back then. But J-Lo, we want our blackness back. You're not black.
The other thing too, somebody put in a comment, Kiwan said she is Puerto Rican. However, I don't know if she had the African blood. You know, Puerto Rico is where the first slave ship went, mm-hmm. far in the Caribbean. I understand that. And so this is, let me make this distinction right quick. There is a difference between ethnicity, nationality, and race. Y'all about to have me teaching. Nationality is means what country you come from, right? So you can live in a particular country, and a lot of people from different races or ethnic groups could live in that country, which can make you American, or they can make you Puerto Rican or whatever, right? Now, ethnicity means that you have very, very specific ethnic cultures and bloodlines that can make, you know, make up your ethnicity, right? And race is race. It's the racial hierarchy, the social construct of white, yellow, brown, red, and black. You know what I'm saying? So that is race. And so just because someone has, ethnically, they may have some African lineage or African bloodlines, that does not necessarily mean that they are being identified by society and given resources or withheld resources based off of their racial designation within the social racial hierarchy of what race and racism is, right? And so you can be a Latino or mm-hmm. Latina and mm-hmm. have indigenous blood, like ethnicity. You can have white ethnicity, you can or European ethnicity ancestors and African ancestors and ethnicities, but your culture and then your racial designation would be brown, right? That you'll be a Latino, a Latinx person, right? They will classify you that racially and culturally. Now, because you're a Latinx person or because you're an Asian person doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be treated the same way and face that anti-black racism and get caught up in all of these institutional racism and the way it treats our people. It doesn't necessarily mean that because you have a, you know, African ancestry that you're moving through society and you have you're having a black, you know, cultural experience. All of those things are very different and they're very, very nuanced. And so I am in no way dismissing the fact that a lot of Puerto Ricans or J-Lo may have African ancestry, but that also does not mean that she's a black woman.
Exactly. And then when you look at it, women like her, all these celebrities, we're fighting the forefront. Now, there's many of Latinos who are just as dark as us, and they know it. But you don't see J-Lo I'm tongue-tied right now. But you don't see J-Lo up front fighting for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because she knows, like most people of color, they get to say they're black, to appropriate our culture, and make money off of our culture while we still suffer. While we're still in the ghettos, while we're still walking the streets saying, say her name or I can't breathe. But they're getting to wear our clothes. They get to wear our braids. That's protective hairstyles, you know. And then they get to dip in the black culture. Then they get to dip out and be in the white culture. Those are the people of color. They get to dip in when they want to, when it benefits them, and they get to dip out while the whole time we're black every day. Our parents were black every day. Our grandparents were black every day. And it's an insult. And exactly. People of color like her, it's an insult, period.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you have heard it from these wonderful queens over here at Fly Nubian Queen. I'm just going to say the last thing about this, and that is, you know, a lot of times when people want to be black, they say, oh, you know, I'm black. And it's like, oh, yeah, you probably that Michelle Obama black, but you ain't that Sandra Bland black. You ain't that Breonna Taylor black. Which black are you? Which part of the blackness you want to experience? You're Jim Crow black? You've been going through the back door black. Tell me about your blackness. And also, too, if women like this or women all over this country who do the Rachel Dolezals and whatever women identify as who want to identify as black, it's like, how have you treated black women? what, you know, how have you intertwined into the experience?
Exactly.
Where you think you can take it on. So also too, Black women, the highest educated and least compensated in the country. Last time I checked, I don't see J-Lo, you know, experiencing that Blackness. Mm-mm. So, you know, so the one thing I will say is, every time I get with you two women, I have a wonderful time. Mm-hmm. I thank you so much for being a part of this experience, the enlightenment, the knowledge. You know, everybody can find us on flynubianqueen.com. Mm-hmm. Of course, we have V, Jade, Arendelle, Lioness Crown. Ooh. Every time we connect, you know, it's a blessing. Mm-hmm. And we have V, Tina Berry, Straight No Chaser with the Queen. Okay, it's me. I'm Madam President. It's always with me. And we will see you guys next time. Next go round on the round tables. Go to text Queens to 31996. Go to shopfnq.com, flynubianmoney.com, and flynubianbusiness.com. And we are out. Good night, everybody.
Peace.
Peace.